Day 42. Tongue twisters.
Okay, so there are consonant clusters in English like DN and TB that don't belong at the beginning of a syllable. But what about at the end of a syllable?
Are you thinking of anything in particular?
Well, yeah. How about the word strength? Or even more, it's plural, strengths. Talk about consonant clusters.
And how many consonants are in your clusters here?
5, obviously. N, G, T, H, S.
Oh, come on, Patrick, think. Are we talking about sounds or letters of the alphabet?
Well, I guess I should know better by now. Think, yes. The TH in strength stands for only one sound, like in think.
And the NG, is that a cluster? Say the word spelled S-U-M, S-U-N, S-U-N-G.
Okay. Some, sun, sung. And I guess the NG in sung is only one sound, like the M and the N.
So how many real consonants do you hear now in the consonant cluster at the end of your strengths example?
Only 3, I guess, represented in the alphabet by NG, TH, and S.
Right. And here's another one for you, Patrick. How would you pronounce the plural of the fraction written 5/6, say, in 5 blanks of an inch?
6, 6th, 6ths. Can hardly get my mouth around it.
And how many consonants do you hear this time in the final cluster?
Oh, 3 again. X, TH, and S.
Think again. How do you sound out what's written as the letter X?
I see. It's KS, of course. 2 consonants. Should have known that. So the final cluster that you hear in sixths is 4 consonants. K, S, TH, and S.
Okay. And as long as we're on the topic of sounds versus letters of the alphabet, is TH the only example of 2 letters representing one sound?
Well, let's see. Oh, no, there's PH, as in phone, and SH, as in shown.
And CH, as in chat. And what about WH, as in what?
What? Oh, what? And maybe also where, when, which, why. But I've heard some people pronouncing these words where, when, which.
Yes, I have too. Very observant. And what about ZH? Remember Dr. Zhivago?
Oh, but how common is that one, Marta?
I thought you'd say that. Maybe I'm being a little unfair. Zhivago is a transliteration from Russian, and the sound ZH doesn't occur at all in English at the beginning of a word, though occasionally it appears at the end. Garage, for example.
What about in the middle?
Ah, the middle. How do you pronounce these? Here, I'll write them for you. Fusion. Asian. Cohesion.
Okay. Fusion. Asian. Cohesion.
Yes. Tons of those with final S-I-O-N. And what's a word meaning roughly spare time?
Leisure.
Okay. And what's another name for blue?
Azure? So lots of ZH sounds, but mostly in the middle of a word.
Yes.
But why doesn't English spelling use new symbols with just one letter to replace all those with TH, PH, SH, CH?
A lot of it is rooted in the history of the language and would be very resistant to change. But it's an interesting question, Patrick.